24 through 34. Hear these words. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you've made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. There go the ships and the Leviathan you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hands, they're filled with good things. When you hide your face, they're dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. This is the word of God for us, his people. If you will, pray with me. Dear Lord, creator and provider, you give us breath. May we praise you all of our days. And in this time, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You know what? I don't like music. Now, that's a phrase you don't hear too much. I'm just kidding. If you think about it, though, there aren't too many people who would say that they don't like music. In fact, if everyone who likes music would just raise your hand, you don't have to raise it high, just raise your hand for a minute. Just keep your hand up for a minute. Carol and the nominating committee are going to take notes for your interest surveys. All joking aside, music's something that's intimately knitted into the fabric of our being, in a way. Like the pattern of grain and pine slats, love of music's common to all of us, yet our tastes differ from person to person. Although this room's filled with people who love listening to music, I'd be willing to bet that not everyone here shares the same tastes. Even married couples and friends may have different tastes in music. Even more, I'm sure that there are many people in this room who like multiple types of music. We may have old-timey gospel music fans, pop fans, old and new country fans. We may have Gaithers fans, Flatt & Scruggs fans, Hank fans, Merle fans, Adele fans, Deadheads, Parrotheads, Luke Combs fans, Chris Stapleton fans. We got all kinds of fans. But we're all fans of music, no matter what our personal tastes are. See, music's kind of a language unto itself. It's one way in which we express ourselves. Now, graduates, today is your day. You made it. Well, we did hear that Saturday, we're not quite sure about one exam. But you'll walk across that stage soon and be done with high school. One chapter of your life will close and another will soon open. Or, so to speak, the first verse of your song is coming to a close, which begs the question, what will your song be? What is your song? See, even if you don't play music, most people appreciate the power of music in our lives. Like the light of a sunset dancing across the water, or the feel of someone you love hugging your neck, music caresses something deep within our souls, reminding us of all the beauty and truth in life. There are songs of joy, songs of love, songs of celebration. These songs immediately bring to mind special occasions. First dance songs, or like when you hear Pomp and Circumstance by Sir Edward Elgar, the song of which y'all walked in this morning. This song brings to mind immediately graduation and the celebration and the recognition that comes with it. But you see, emotions like this, music stirs, and it's why stores want to play music while you shop. It's why restaurants want to play music while you eat. It's why we want to play music while we drive. Music touches us. It's intimate to us. Music's in our bones. What will your song be? In fact, this intimacy with music's one reason why we actually gather here to worship with music on Sunday morning, this Sunday morning and every other. And believe it or not, for all the seeming differences between them, there's something that all of our favorite pieces of music share with our scripture today. They're songs. Yeah, the Psalms are just that. They're songs. Like secular songs, psalms, or psalms, like we learn to memorize on Wednesday nights, can be long or short, simple, complicated. And like secular songs, psalms are not always psalms of joy. Although there are those songs that mark joyous times in our lives, there are also songs and music that remind us that life is, as my grandmother would say, not all sunshine and rainbows. Life after graduation doesn't get any easier. Sometimes we lose loved ones. Sometimes we lose relationships. Sometimes we lose a job. Other times we might just lose our way. There are songs that express that sadness that we feel. Everybody remembers their first breakup song. Who knows how many songs have been written about broken hearts and unrequited love? But then there are also songs that carry us through hard times, even loss. Recently, I heard country music artist Chris Stapleton explain how he recorded his hit song, Broken Halos, on the day that his childhood friend passed away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 38 years old. And the song subsequently helped carry him through that loss. Because life isn't all sunshine and rainbows, we also have lament psalms, though. Lament psalms aren't afraid to wrestle with God like Jacob did in the wilderness. Lament psalms cry out to God with all the broken hearts, stress, the anxieties, and complications of this life. Lament psalms, though, they always end with a note of praise to God. Lament psalms always end with an expression of faith in God's power to restore everything and God's faithfulness to us. Psalms in general, even lament psalms, have one goal, you see. It's to praise God, to communicate with God. What will your song be? Our psalm today, if you will, is Psalm 104, a doxology. Now, doxology is just a fancy word for a simple concept. It's a short hymn of praises. Some Christian traditions sing doxologies at the beginning and the end of their worship services. I'm sure everybody may have heard at one point, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. This comes from the Jewish tradition of a Kaddish. A Kaddish is just a short formulation of praise, interestingly sung most commonly during funeral services or mourning services. Psalm 104 is an interesting song of praise because it's rare among the Psalms to name God as creator and provider. The psalmist goes to great lengths to explain the way in which God created the world, the Lord's power in doing so. He takes great care to explain how all the creatures look to God to give them food in due season, how God's hand, in Hebrew also meaning power, opens to fill them with good things, how God also takes breath away. The psalmist reminds us how all things, all blessings, even life itself, flow from God. And the psalm ends with what else but a note of praise. Our psalm today is, in plainer terms, a graduation song. Graduates, you're here today to be celebrated. And today we are so proud of you. We're proud of to call each one of you our own. We're proud of all your accomplishments. We celebrate them today, all the work that you put into school, all the perseverance and all the memories, the joys and the tears through the years. But you'll soon be faced with tough decisions and temptations, as are we all. See, the great danger of college and of life is the temptation of pride, to focus on ourselves, to believe that all things that come our way are the result of our own work, to believe that hard work and accomplishments matter ultimately over people and relationships. Like a crowbar, this pries us away from our relationship with Christ. And in the face of this temptation, as the opening verse of your life is closing, the question begins to surface. What will be your song? Whose praises will you sing? Who will you give credit for your accomplishments? What will carry you through good times and bad? To what goal will you direct your life? Luckily, today we have an answer. Let us sing to the Lord as long as we live. Let us sing praise to our God while we can, while we have been. May our meditation be pleasing to him, for we rejoice in the Lord. The graduates, let this be our graduation song. Sisters and brothers, let this be our song for all our days. At the end of our days, let our lives be a song of praise to the Lord. Let us praise God in the good times and the bad, in joy and sorrow, in new beginnings and ends, in majors and minors. Let us praise the one who opens his hand to us and fills the earth with good things. Let us praise him who takes away breath. Let us worship the one who renews the face of the ground and restores all things. May our meditations be pleasing to him. May your songs be doxologies.